see, don't tread on me. I won't sit back, stand idly by, watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guts, don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me, don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free, and I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Come, gonna take a stand, spread these words all across the land, from sea to sea, don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends, gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns, don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free, and I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
In this show, second hour on this TGIF, thank God it's Friday, June 28th edition. Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Joining us as usual in this hour for a history lesson discussion is Pastor Rusty Chatfield. Pastor Chatfield, before you get into the lesson plan, what was your takeaway from the debate last night?
Okay, if you asked me this, I'd say, here's what I would say if I was in the Republican spin room afterward. Okay, I'd say, well, our guy, President Trump, he did okay. We think he did pretty well, but boy, it's hard debating someone like President Biden. Boy, he's just sharp on all the issues. He's got full command of his mind and of all the facts. Boy, it's going to be hard for us to defeat President Biden in November. We're going to work hard. We think we're going to do it. But he just did so well, President Biden. It was self-evident that man is just possibly the greatest debater in the history of American politics.
So you would take the sarcastic spin approach is what you're saying.
Well, it's like a brother. Have you ever read the fables they're written? What's the name of that in America? It's, Brother Fox and Brother Rabbit, Bro Rabbit. He was caught by the fox and said, whatever you do, don't throw me in that briar patch. That's right. What the rabbit was saying to the fox. I feel bad for, yeah, I really do. Somebody that cares about President Biden, his wife, probably should, but I hope she doesn't, but probably should say, Joe, you need to step down. I mean, you can serve out your term. You'll go down in Democratic politics as a hero. Even people that are pro-Trump had to be a little embarrassed for him. It was unbelievable.
Yeah.
There you go. So there you go.
The one comment that was really interesting where he went off track and actually misspoke is said when Biden declared, we finally beat Medicare.
Yeah, what on earth?
And he said he went off course then on earned benefits. He doesn't even understand what seniors, who he is one, he doesn't even understand Medicare benefits.
Yes, it's and President, in seriousness, I was serious before, I mean, but President Trump did well. That is President Trump. He let, somebody told President Trump, let President Biden speak. And President Trump did, by and large.
Mm-hmm.
And wow, it was an indictment on President Biden. I, which I rarely do, but I did this morning. I flipped around at 6 a.m. to MSNBC and CNN. Every single one of them are like, this was terrible. This was unbelievable. I mean, it's like there's no spinning this if you're a Democrat. There's no spinning it. There you go. My mom died of Alzheimer's. So I'm not, I'm just telling you, dementia, Alzheimer's, old age, whatever you want to call that, it is so clear that President Biden, and this through no fault of his own, he's not all there. Surely, is this true? Is this the way it is? The president.
Sure.
So there you go.
Well, bottom line, even Democrats said that at one point during the debate, somebody said, we wish Jamal Bowman, the congressman from New York, would have been there so he could have pulled the fire alarm.
Yeah.
And basically get everybody out of the building. That's how bad it was. So, like, I just wanted your take on that. Let's get into the lesson plan when we get back on the break, after the break, because I'm curious, where are you going with the pursuit of happiness? We're going to talk about it with Pastor Chatfield. Short break, word from our sponsors. We'll be right back.
At Royal Tire in Petoskey, we know that you've got things to do and places to go, and you need safe and reliable tires that will get you there and back every time. Tires like the Michelin Defender LTX or the Michelin Cross Climate 2. We believe in these tires so much, we put them on our own vehicles. So stop by Royal Tire today and let our tire experts find the right Michelin tire to keep you and your family safe. When you think tires, think Royal Tire in Petoskey.
Antrim County Conservative Union's 5th Annual Fun Shoot, Big Roast, and U.S. Senate Shoot-Off. Saturday, July 27th, 2024, noon to 4 p.m. in Central Lake Michigan. For all the details and tickets, go to their website, acconservatives.org, or call 231-360-5125. Iron Pig Smokehouse Pork Dinner, Gun Range, Trump Gear, and Candidates. Again, go to acconservatives.org.
Find everything you need to ride at Northern Leathers and Accessories, where comfort and style meet no matter the season. Find parts, equipment, and other products for motorcycles, snowmobiles, and ATVs, including products from Drag Specialties, Parts Unlimited, Moose Utilities, Lucas, and Champion Power. Plus apparel for men, women, and children, including big and tall sizes. Quality items at prices you can afford. Stop in today to browse our selection located on US 131 in Elba. We are more than just leathers.
Hey Patriots, this is the boss of Veteran John, his wife Jamie in Sheboygan. Taste the purest artesian water on God's green earth, Mega Water. PFAS free, mineral rich, naturally alkaline, 8.3 pH and veteran owned. Go to megawater.com or call 231-818-9700. That's megawater.com or call 231-818-9700. Call us today to taste the pure difference.
Hey everybody, it's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I've literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. Slim Fast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days without any exercising. Then I met Missy of MyPure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com. Follow my journey with Missy and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days without exercising and eating real foods. Again, go to TruckerRandyHealth.com and schedule a free consultation or call Missy at 269-964-4044. Let Missy change your metabolism just like she's changed mine. Do it today.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. Pursuit of Happiness, Pastor Sheffield. Go ahead and let us know what you're thinking this morning.
The second paragraph, the United States Declaration of Independence, penned by Thomas Jefferson. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their creator with certain inalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. That phrase, the pursuit of happiness, what does it mean? Let me tell you, I do believe in it, but it's historians have been arguing about this for a long time. This is a subject, could be a subject of a book, let alone for an hour-long discussion. But we connected America, Jefferson, John Locke, William Blackstone, connected, first of all, pursuit of happiness with property. We're convinced somehow that property and the pursuit of happiness are linked. That's why conservatives talk about property rights. We believe in the right to have private property. Communists, socialists, they minimize, or communists believe that private property is the root of all evil. But we believe in property rights. But it goes beyond just property rights. We believe the Bible, I believe the Bible teaches this. Let me tell you what Jonathan Edwards says. He was a great preacher during the great Awakening of America. He was born about he was born 1703, and he died. When did he die? I forgot when he died. About 1750. Jonathan Edwards. he said that the pursuit of happiness, he would say, is built into every person ever born. All of us want, we all want to be happy, without question. He said, God created man for nothing else but happiness. He created him only that he might communicate happiness to him. Again, Jonathan Edwards said, Jesus knew that all mankind were in the pursuit of happiness. He has directed them in the true way to it, and he tells them what they must become in order to be blessed and happy. Then he says, this desire for happiness is insuperable, never can be changed, never can be overcome or in any way abated. Young and old, happiness alike, and good and bad, wise and unwise. Listen, God built us, even before the fall of mankind in Genesis 3. We're talking about when he made Adam and Eve. He put into Adam and Eve the sense that we all want to be happy. It is such a fundamental freedom that you would pursue happiness. Now, that is one of the most fundamental natural laws, or I would call it the most natural fundamental law that there is. Everybody wants to be happy, and we all pursue it in any way. Now, William Blackstone wrote a lot about this, and from him I see that this is true. We're going to have to put your thinking caps on here. Okay. William Blackstone wrote Commentaries on the Laws of England. He talked about the nature of law. From William Blackstone was built our entire legal system in this country. The Declaration of Independence, the Constitution are all based, really, really rooted in his writings. Back up, not in his writings, but are similar to his writings and Jefferson's and Locke's and Jonathan Edwards and virtually everybody. Okay. But here's what he said. He said, when God made us, thus when the Supreme Being formed the universe and created matter out of nothing, he impressed certain principles upon that matter from which it can never depart and without which it would cease to be. There's some natural laws that are built into, and he talked about, I'm going to skip mathematics, science, music. There's natural laws. It's the way God made things. Man, Blackstone says, considered as a creature, must necessarily be subject to the laws of his creator, for he is entirely a dependent being. Again, and I'm giving you only highlights. And consequently, as man depends absolutely upon his maker for everything, it is necessary that he should in all points conform to his maker's will. This will of his maker is called the law of nature. There's fundamental things, and we've talked about this so many times on your program, I don't know how often I have to repeat it, but there's fundamental rights, fundamental laws that everybody that founded this country understood. For instance, we talk about the Ninth Amendment to the Constitution, unlisted rights. Those rights not enumerated in this Constitution should not be construed to deny or disparage others retained by the people. I just quoted that from my off the top of my head. In other words, we didn't list every right in the Bill of Rights. Okay, we didn't list them. And so when they gave us the Ninth Amendment, they're referring to natural rights. In other words, they said, just because we don't list a right doesn't mean that you don't have it naturally, because rights come from God. He created us. Among them, the top three rights are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. This freedom to pursue happiness as we understand it. Okay. Again, William Blackstone, he goes, this is a law of nature. But if the discovery of these principles of the law of nature depended only upon the due exertion of right reason and without without that, it would be impossible to please him. Okay, if it was just right reason and not otherwise attained by a chain of metaphysical disquisitions, mankind would have wanted, which means lacked, some inducement to have quickened their inquiries, and the great part of the world would have rested content in mental indolence and ignorance, inseparable companions. Okay, what is he saying? He's saying we there's natural laws, but God put it into us. He gave us reason, but he also gave us this desire to be happy. Randy, your desire to be happy, every human being ever born has a desire to be happy.
Now, let me ask you, stop you on that point. Why? Why did God create us with this optimistic hopefulness that we will be happy and that we will be content? Where did that spirit of thinking come from?
From God. Why did he give it to us? Because without wisdom, the world wouldn't work. The world would not work. Nothing would happen on earth. You were born and you didn't want to be happy. You didn't want to avoid pain. You didn't want to have pleasure. I mean, you do nothing.
So basically, it's what gives us our driving force to basically accomplish and produce and to work and to be happy, gives us that, all those activities give us that happiness.
Well, now, this is more philosophy than law, but everybody pursues happiness as they understand it.
Sure.
And you do what you think will make you happy. Now, God sometimes, through and here Blackstone says it. He says, as therefore the Creator is a being, not only infinite power and wisdom, but also of infinite goodness, he has been pleased to contrive the constitution and frame of humanity that we should lack no other prompter to inquire after and pursue the rule of right, but only our self-love. I've told you this. If I ever wrote a book, it would be on the universal law of self-love. Everybody on the face of the earth loves themselves. Everybody on the face of the earth wants to be happy. No exceptions. None. Everybody wants to be happy. It's that our own self-love, that here's what Blackstone calls it, that universal principle of action. I call it the universal law of self-love. All our founders understood this. Every single one of them. The deists, non-deists, the Christians, everybody understood it because it's common sense, logic, reason. Tell us that. Okay. For he is intimately connected, so inseparably interwoven the laws of eternal justice with the happiness of each individual, that the latter cannot be obtained but by observing the former. Now, you say, whoa, Pastor Chatfield, what about wicked men? What about tyrants? Do they want to be happy? They're under the persuasion that if they can be a tyrant and rule the world, they will be happy. In the end of days, was Adolf Hitler happy when he committed suicide? It's not true. It doesn't work. Was Alexander the Great, when he was like 30 years old, cried because there was no more world for him to conquer? He thought that would make him happy. Didn't make him happy. But he did it because he was under the persuasion that it would make him happy. Blackstone is saying, and our framers believe this, that you got to connect happiness with justice. Okay. Now, he says, and if the former be punctually obeyed, it cannot but induce the latter. If you'll live a life of justice. Now, here's what Jesus said. Love God with all your heart, mind, soul, and strength, and love your neighbor as yourself. Believe that, listener. Love God with all, and then love your neighbor as yourself. You'll be happy. I mean, I'll get to that. In consequence of which mutual connection of justice and human felicity, that's another word for happiness, human happiness, is not perplexed the law of nature with a multitude of abstracted rules and precepts, referring merely to the fitness or unfitness of things, as some have vainly surmised, but has graciously reduced the rule of obedience to this one paternal precept, that man should pursue his own happiness. So he says to mankind, pursue your own happiness. Pursue it. But then he says, God says, through natural law and through the Bible, he says, obey me, trust me, here's how you can be happy. This is the foundation, Blackstone said, of what we call ethics or natural law. For the several articles in which it is branched in our system out no more than demonstrating that this or that action tends to demands real happiness, and therefore very justly conclude that the performance of it is part of the law of nature. Or, on the other hand, that this or that action is destructive of man's real happiness, and therefore that law of nature forbids it. Now, he gives us this natural law of things. We all pursue it. The universal law of self-love is built into all of us. We want to be happy. But your idea of what makes you happy might be slightly different than mine. And to some measure, that's okay. Unless your idea is to take somebody else's property or to take somebody else's rights. Now you're breaking that most fundamental rule that Jesus taught us, love your neighbors yourself. Hey, do you want your rights taken away? Do you want your property stolen? Do you follow that? Love worketh no ill to his neighbor, therefore love is the fulfilling of the law, Romans 13 says. If you treat people the way you want to be treated, that's what we call the golden rule. That is the way, that's the way it is. And so, now watch. Now, we have natural law. And even in whether you go to a country, say Japan or some country doesn't have Christianity, I mean, they're fairly well-ordered society, and they kind of get it to some measure because of the natural law that God puts into everybody. Here's what Blackstone says. I have to excerpt this, otherwise it takes too long. Because of this, because of the blindness of human reason, God hath been pleased at sundry times and in diverse manners to discover and enforce its laws by immediate and direct revelation. The doctrines thus delivered we call the revealed or divine law, and they are to be found only in the Holy Scriptures. These precepts, when revealed, are found upon comparison to be really a part of the original law of nature, as they tend in all their consequences to man's felicity. Happiness. Felicity means happiness. Okay, so you've got the law of nature, and we see this. Any honest person says they want to be happy. That's the law of nature. God put that in us so that the world would work. But because of our fallen reason, Genesis 3, mankind fell, he gave us the scriptures to clarify natural law.
Very good. Perfect spot for a break. Bottom of the hour news of hour number two. I'm Trekker Randy Bishop. He's Pastor Chatfield. We'll be right back.
Michigan News Source. Brought to you this hour by Wolverine Water Systems. Michigan's premier water treatment company since 1947.
For Michigan News Source, I'm Katie Hyde. Michigan lawmakers passed an $82.5 billion budget in the early morning hours. The new budget, pushed by Democrats, drastically reduces school safety funding and mental health grant funding by more than $300 million. In addition, lawmakers voted to expand the state's open record laws when it comes to their offices and the governor's office. Nurses at My Michigan Medical Center in Sault Ste. Marie have voted to ratify a new contract. And as Jim Lee Hockey tells us, it will help recruit and retain RNs.
To take care of the community now and into the future, they said. The agreement comes after 18 bargaining sessions and 1 week-long strike in April. The contract will affect about 120 nurses working